some words that mean a stingy person. You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
tightwad.
Okay, is that the word you use?
That's what I use.
Okay, would you say it for me? Tightwad. Okay. Suppose the person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
tacky.
Okay. And would you use the word if it was a woman instead of a man?
No, you wouldn't. Because he's short and he's skirt.
Since I've been here, I've been trying to pull this there. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really what? Up.
Up to date.
Well, that's another expression.
Dressed up. Dressed up, yes.
Okay. And he's really?
Dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
She's just a healthy person.
Lively.
Lively healthy person.
Okay.
I love that. 86 years old. She gets about some of her sisters. It's real young.
I believe it. She does wonderfully. You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is?
Lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Redhead peckerwood.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass? Not a
grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went, what? Do you have a word for that?
I don't know anything else. I don't know. It's the one the other day when I turned around and killed myself.
Good grace.
See, I'm still in Washington. Die. It's been about a little month ago.
Okay. Well, now what about an explosion? You might say the pieces of metal went
flying through the air.
Well, now what's a word that means that they went off in every direction? You'd say they went.
Just flew up in the air is all I know.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in?
Ghost house.
Holy house.
Okay.
Holy, whatever you call it.
And what do you call those spirits that live in haunted house?
And then ghosts, I'm always hearing
things. What do you call something that people say brings bad luck? Something like a black cat or walking under a ladder? What do you call those things?
I call it superstition.
Okay. Well, do you have one word that means anything that brings bad luck?
Well, honestly, I know that I roll up more. Nothing that would say bring bad luck, because I used to hear say you break a mirror, you have 7 years of bad luck.
Uh-huh.
Kill a cat, you have bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
Because but the first time I married, I killed three cats that year, and married that fall and lived in, as I say, in hell for 8 years, and had three children. Oh no, let's see, it's four. Hey, four children.
Yeah, two bad.
I had four children for Jake. And but I always hear it. See, he was just a person, you know, we just didn't get along too well. I got along with him all right, but he was just a person that wanted to have his way, and he'd get raised in sand, and he'd like his daddy. His daddy was mean as white men and put on fire breeches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, well, I'm saying nothing going about my business, but that right there and that other one I married. I told Mama Dave 11 years ago. I married in April 11 years ago. I said, Mama, that's when my happiness started. See, I lived 21 years, same with Miss Cynthia, 21.
Mm-hmm.
But me and him been married 8 years last May, the 22nd day of May, and me and him had a disagreement, me and you are fighting right now. That's how good a man he is. And him and my mother, his mother and my mother, that was first cousin.
Oh, really? Well, that's interesting.
And that is third cousin.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, you're real lucky.
I was lucky. Like I say, I used to work at that cat thing.
Yeah.
I tell them if I had a husband good to me, as they as was to them, I'd have them on a silver platter on their head and they'd fall off and break. And they say, well, maybe won't you marry again? You might get one to be better to you, and that other one was mean. So I turned right around and got a couple. It was better than you, it was mean to me. See, I married a man from up north.